This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I woke up today to this. Elon Musk is suing Sam Altman and like everyone connected to OpenAI. As you'll see, Microsoft is also indirectly involved. Somebody on Twitter said this might be the biggest lawsuit ever, and it might just be. I read through some of it, and even for the internet, it's pretty shocking. Here's the important thing to understand, I think. Elon Musk, we'll talk about why I think he's doing it, but in the meantime, what I think he wants is he wants you to watch this play out. This is the opening act. He is demanding a jury trial. This is kind of what you want when you want to get some eyes on this thing. But as we read this, keep this in mind. Elon Musk wants you to see something. Keep in mind, Musk bought Twitter for $44 billion. He knows the value of attention. So this is a multi-act play, and this is setting the stage. Let's get started. And it starts with the risk of artificial general intelligence, AGI. So the United States gradually shifted from a labor-based economy to primarily a human knowledge-based economy. And now there's a different shift that's underway. It's the shift from human intelligence to AI, artificial intelligence. He briefly goes through the history of AI. So they're saying how a while back, AI could show superhuman performance on certain specific tasks, like finding the fastest path through a network of roads. Later, Deep Blue AI beating Garry Kasparov in chess, but they were one-trick ponies. Their intelligence was not general. They didn't have general intelligence. In the early aughts, as it's called, 2000, 2010, that period, an older algorithm called deep learning became practical to implement because of the advances in hardware. This caused an almost overnight revolution. So this is sort of the AI, the general purpose AI, kind of the AI that we talk about today. This is kind of where it started. So it's a move from single purpose AI to more learning AI, general purpose AI. It was different because this AI learns each task from training examples, essentially programming themselves. This is still the thing that I think a lot of people that aren't really following along, maybe don't truly understand. They still think that this AI is it's programmed, that with something like ChatGPT, there's a code that controls what ChatGPT says. And there is some code, but a lot of the progress is coming from deep learning, training on data, neural networks, etc. And as this became more increasingly sophisticated, more and more people set their sights on AGI, artificial general intelligence. And AGI is a general purpose artificial intelligence system that can do a lot of different tasks like a human. So it's the general intelligence of a human in machine form. And Mr. Musk believes that AGI poses a grave threat to humanity, perhaps the greatest existential threat we face today. If machines are better at any task than we are, then the machines become more economically useful than we are. The future doesn't need us. But where Mr. Musk sees an existential threat in AGI, others see AGI as a source of profit and power. In 2014, Google acquired DeepMind. Somewhere along here is where that sort of curve started to really inflect upwards really, really fast. Maybe DeepMind was somewhere here in 2014. 2017 was Transformers. We see GPT-4. So the progress went from kind of quiet to just what we see today, this really fast, rapid rise. Like that curve is getting steeper. Here they talk about AlphaZero from DeepMind and kind of how it was made. But put a pin in this for a second, because believe it or not, this court filing talks about Q star. So we'll come back to this in just a second. And by the way, I'm not kidding. Like here's, they literally say Q star right there. OpenAI is currently developing a model known as Q star. If you missed this whole thing in November, this is kind of like the big deal. This thing took a lot of people, myself included, down a very deep rabbit hole. It's kind of nuts. So the fact that, again, like I said in the beginning, so they're introducing this into the court documents, requesting a jury trial. This is going to get covered in the news. This is going to get covered on, you know, YouTube. More people will become aware of this. This might convince some more people to go forward and maybe talk a little bit more about what happened. There might be some leaks from OpenAI. Just my point here is this is a multi-act play. This is act one. Anyway, so AlphaZero reinforcement learning, we'll come back to this if you don't know what that means, but basically AlphaZero trained itself and it rapidly became the strongest chess playing system in the world. Then he goes on to say, shockingly, these are little shocking bolts in case you're not aware, but shockingly, it was announced that the same program was also the strongest in the world for playing two other extremely difficult games. Anyways, we'll come back to all of this because this is extremely important to understand, but a lot of this ties in into what he says later. But the point is that DeepMind found an approach that would gain superhuman levels at various diverse tasks. Chess, Shogi, Go, but also, as you'll see, other things in biology, for example, with AlphaFold. And with this DeepMind team, Google immediately catapulted to the front of the race for AGI, which was, if you were kind of following along in that time period post-2014, everyone was convinced that Google was going to be AGI. No one else was really even in the running. Or if they were far, far behind. Mr. Musk was deeply troubled by this development, so he gave multiple interviews kind of talking about it. Apparently, he had a few conversations with Google's founders where maybe he was a little bit concerned. Some things they said made Elon feel like they weren't taking this as seriously as he was. And Elon believes that in the hands of a closed for-profit company like Google, AGI poses a particularly acute and noxious danger to humanity. If Google developed AGI, that would make competition nearly impossible. So this is enter Altman. So enter Altman stage left. Mr. Altman purported to share Mr. Musk's concerns over the threat posed by AGI. In 2015, Mr. Altman wrote that the development of superhuman machine intelligence, SMI, is probably the greatest threat to the continued existence of humanity. There are other threats that I think are more certain to happen, but those are unlikely to destroy every human in the universe in the way that SMI would, this superhuman machine intelligence. And so Mr. Altman approached Mr. Musk with a proposal that they join forces to form a nonprofit AI lab. So kind of keep this in mind because this is what a lot of this is about. The initial proposal was a small lab, a research lab, a nonprofit organization, and the mission was to catch up to Google in the race for AGI, but with a different approach, with a different mission. And together with Mr. Brockman, this is the hottest rock band alive, or rather what used to be the core team at OpenAI. So we have Sam Altman, this is Ilya Sutskever, Mira Murati, and Greg Brockman. So together with Mr. Brockman, the three agreed that this new lab would be nonprofit, developing AGI for the benefit of humanity. It would not involve in maximizing shareholder profits. It would be open source, meaning that they would reveal the code, the weights of the neural nets, and as much as they could, basically kept everything out in the open. The only kind of counterbalance to that would be safety considerations, right? So if they wouldn't release anything that could potentially be harmful. But they would not keep this technology closed and secret for commercial reasons. And Mr. Musk named this AI lab OpenAI so that they can compete with and counterbalance the Google/DeepMind in the race for AGI. And this agreement was written in the incorporation documents. It affirmed that all the property was dedicated to the purposes. So basically, this isn't just some conversation they had over coffee. This was in the documents. So Mr. Musk funded the first several years, advising on research directions. and recruited some of the world's leading scientists and engineers to work at this place, including chief scientist Ilya Sutskever, who was probably one of the world's sort of foremost AI researchers at the time and now. Although now, I mean, we don't even know where he is. And of course, recruiting for OpenAI, it was a Herculean task, meaning it was very difficult in the face of relentless recruiting efforts by Google/DeepMind, because they just made it rain money on anybody with AI experience. So they're saying that there would be no OpenAI without Mr. Musk's contribution and early leadership, and that Mr. Musk continued to make contributions until September 2020. OpenAI's initial research was in the open, providing everybody access to designs, models, and code. And then this is where we enter the transformers. So kind of the transformer is an architecture for creating, training these neural nets, these AIs. So it was invented by Google 2017. So they're saying the entire community sprung up to kind of help enhance and extend the models that were released by OpenAI. So this was like the open source movement, everybody contributing their knowledge, their work to this shared goal of open source AI. These communities spread to open source grassroots efforts and commercial entities alike. Mr. Altman becomes OpenAI's CEO in 2019. And a year later in 2020, OpenAI entered into an agreement with Microsoft. So notice here, September 22, 2020, and it's saying that Musk continued to make contributions up until September 14, 2020. So it sounds like he's saying they stopped contributing as soon as he found out about the deal with Microsoft. And so OpenAI exclusively licensed GPT-3 to Microsoft. But OpenAI published a detailed paper that made GPT-3 open sourced, so the community was able to create the models themselves. So this, you could kind of say, it followed the structure of that open source AI research lab, sharing their work with everyone. And most critically, and this is very interesting because I think I've never seen anything like this in any other sort of company's founding documents, like the Microsoft license only applied to OpenAI's pre-AGI technology. Microsoft obtained no rights to AGI. And as you'll see, this is the big thing to understand here. It's the big point of this lawsuit. This paper claims that, as you'll see, OpenAI has AGI. Microsoft obtained no rights to AGI. And if Elon Musk can prove AGI, then all the commercial licenses, all the agreements, all that stuff, it's, I don't know the exact legal terminology, but null and void, off the table, reverse, dissolved. We'll see later, but basically a lot of that just ceases to exist. It goes away. And it was up to OpenAI's nonprofit board, not Microsoft, to determine when OpenAI attained AGI. So basically the board had a big red button that they could push saying, all right, we've achieved this. So now that clause in the contract kicks in. They had that power. They had the control. And by the way, Sam Altman getting fired in November of 2023, that whole fiasco, that was them kind of executing that thing that they were supposed to do. I'm not saying I agree with what they did or disagree. I'm not stating my opinion. I'm just saying that's kind of what they were originally put there for. Now, whether or not they were actually trying to do that or there was some shenanigans going on, it's hard to tell. We don't have that visibility into it. But as you'll see, this whole thing gets weirder and weirder. So in March 2024, OpenAI released its most powerful language model yet, the GPT-4. GPT-4 is not just capable of reasoning. It is better at reasoning than the average humans. It scored in the 90th percentile on the Uniform Bar Exam for Lawyers. It scored in the 99th percentile on the GRE Verbal Assessment. It even scored a 77 on the Advanced Sommelier Examination, which is this. I'd be curious to see how GPT-4 scored better on that. It's probably just knowledge of wines or I'm not sure, but it did pretty well on that test. And this is where Elon Musk says, okay, this is where Sam Altman really went off script. He caused OpenAI to radically depart from its original mission. GPT-4's internal design was kept and remains a complete secret, except to OpenAI, and on information and belief to Microsoft. Now, I'd be curious to see if there's any data on this. Does Microsoft really know the exact mysteries and secrets to GPT-4? There's a lot of papers that we read on this channel where they go to great lengths to like replicate other models using the data from GPT-4. And I mean, I have no idea. But the point is, if Microsoft does indeed know a lot of the internal designs of GPT-4, it does seem that a lot of the papers that it's publishing are, I don't know, like all those researchers are lying or obfuscating a little bit. Maybe I get it's possible, but I mean, if I had to guess, I would guess that this partnership gave Microsoft an incredible insider's look into how to like reverse engineer a lot of it. But I doubt that OpenAI just handed everything over to Microsoft. But again, that's just my guess. Take that with a huge grain of salt. I'm just guessing based on kind of the publicly available information. And so it continues, there are no scientific publications describing the design of GPT-4. Instead, there are just press releases bragging about its performance. And as far as we know, this is driven by commercial considerations, not safety. And even though this algorithm was developed by OpenAI using contributions from Elon and other people to benefit the public, GPT-4 is now a de facto Microsoft proprietary algorithm. And this is where it starts getting really, really good. GPT-4 is an AGI algorithm. Now, whether or not you believe that GPT-4 is an AGI algorithm or not, as we covered in the previous video, OpenAI already has trademarks for GPT-5 and GPT-6 and even GPT-7. So let's say this lawsuit can't prove that GPT-4 is AGI, but it's oh so close. As OpenAI releases their next versions of it, maybe there'll be a precedent that's set by this case of what AGI is. I know that might sound silly, but I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility in sort of the US court systems. And I'm not a lawyer, so I apologize if maybe I'm getting some details wrong, but my understanding is certain court cases on new groundbreaking things can set precedent. Precedent is basically where in the future court cases, those court cases can look back and cite that original court case as precedent, saying, hey, here they ruled or they decided that, you know, if a model scores 95% on this test, then it's AGI. This is what they said in that other court case. And that becomes the precedent for future court cases. Then if model clocks in at 96%, then that court case can say, hey, you know, we established precedent in this previous lawsuit. We said 95 and above is AGI. This is 96. Therefore, it's AGI. That may not necessarily make that the law, the rule. It might not win that argument 100%, but it gives it more credibility, more credence. Again, that's my layman's understanding of the US law. It's funny, they continue, in this regard, Microsoft's own researchers have publicly stated that. And before I even read this quote, I knew exactly where it's from, because that was one of the first papers that we read on this channel. It was by Microsoft. It was kind of big. It was called Sparks of AGI. And this was, I think, in the abstract, in the introduction, saying, given the breadth and depth of GPT-4's capabilities, we believe that it could be reasonably be viewed as an early, yet still incomplete, version of an artificial general intelligence system. So they're saying this is kind of proto-AGI. It's sort of the stepping stone to AGI, very close. Moreover, on information and belief, OpenAI is currently developing a model known as QStar that has an even stronger claim to AGI. And as noted, you know, Microsoft only has any rights to OpenAI's pre-AGI technology. But for the purposes of this license, so who gets to determine it? Well, it's up to the board to determine whether OpenAI has attained AGI. And a board coup took place in November 2023. Right, so on November 17th, OpenAI, the board fired Mr. Altman after losing confidence in his ability to continue leading OpenAI. So this was kind of a shock to everybody. He gets kicked out. I think Ilya Sutskever knew about it prior. Mira Murati was informed, I think the day before, if I recall correctly, because she was going to step in as the interim CEO. And then so they hop on a call, I guess, Ilya and Sam. I think they used Google Meet or something like that, Google Hangouts, whatever it's called nowadays. And Sam Altman basically gets fired because they quoted somewhere he was not consistently candid with the board. And in a series of stunning developments, stunning, that spanning the next several days, Mr. Altman and Mr. Brockman, in concert with Microsoft, exploited Microsoft's significant leverage over OpenAI and forced the resignation of a majority of OpenAI's Inc. board members, including chief scientist Ilya Sutskever. Now, I don't know what happened here, but I feel like this goes a lot deeper than is even described. So just really fast, Helen Toner was one of the board members on OpenAI's board. She's the one that is believed to kind of started this whole thing. So far as we know, she was the person that kind of orchestrated all of that. So Ilya Sutskever, who was on the board, again, rumors and hearsay, but it sounds like he initially wasn't going along with it, then flipped, and he was able to tip sort of the balance of power in her direction, so to speak, what she wanted. And she is part of this, what, organization or group? Some people say maybe ideology of effective altruism, the same group or whatever idea that Sam Bankman-Fried belonged to. So the person that committed a lot of fraud in the crypto space, he is now in jail. That's him in prison. And they didn't put him in like the nice prison with the elderly accountants that committed fraud. They put him in like, I mean, look at the picture in that jail. I mean, you kind of have to feel like a little bit bad, I guess, because I mean, this can't be good for him. So they chose to make like an example of him, the prosecutor, and then put him there. Didn't pull any punches. So I'm having a hard time finding that article, but we covered it in the video in November. According to some of the leaks out of OpenAI that was taking place at that time, they're saying that the attorney general, the guy that put Sam Bankman-Fried in jail, was calling the board at this time, right? As Microsoft forced the resignation of a majority of OpenAI Inc.'s board members, right? As this whole thing is happening, I think that AG is calling the board, and they took their lawyers and they had this multi-hour phone call with them or something like that, because they wanted to know why they fired Sam Altman. And then after conferring with their lawyers for several hours, you know, the board comes out and still refuses to expand on what happened, other than he was not consistently candid with the board. So that was their statement, right? And so all these like super powerful people are calling them like, we need some more information, right? Including, you know, the same attorney general that put Sam Bankman-Fried in jail, who was part of effective altruism, calling Helen Toner, who is part of effective altruism, going, hey, like, I mean, I don't know what he was asking, what took place in that call, but that must have been pretty scary. Like, I would be pretty scared if I was in that situation. I'd be like concerned, like, why is that person calling me from New York? They're in San Francisco. Anyways, the board gets kicked out. Mr. Altman is reinstated as the CEO of OpenAI. And so they think that the new board members were handpicked by Mr. Altman and blessed from up on high by Microsoft. The new board members lack substantial AI expertise and are not equipped to, by design, they say, to make a determination whether OpenAI has attained AGI. Ilya, certainly, I would say he could, right? He's one of the world's leading experts on this stuff. People put a lot of trust in him. It's almost like a meme now. People always ask, what did Ilya see? What did he see in the events leading up to this whole thing that spooked him, that made him change his mind and go against Sam Altman, that got him kicked out of OpenAI? I mean, think about the amount of money that was on the line. So what did he see to make him act this way? And this is where a lot of people are pointing to Q Star. What was Q Star? What did he see during that time that made him kind of spooked? Because they've all, including Sam Altman, referred to an event that happened where Sam Altman said the veil of ignorance was pulled back and sort of our understanding of the world was pushed forward. There was some big event leading up to this whole thing. We don't know what it is, but this Q Star thing was leaked and a lot of people are thinking, well, it may have been something to do with that. All right, and this is where we get into Q Star. A lawyer wrote this, but the content must have been generated by Elon Musk. This is like from him, maybe not exactly his words, but all the ideas are his as far as we know. Limitation of GPT is that it can't backtrack. So you know how in chess, sometimes you make a move, but you keep your fingers on the chess piece so you can kind of see what the board now looks like. And then if you see that, oops, I made a mistake, maybe there was a piece attacking you that you didn't realize was there, you kind of backtrack and you put the piece back. So GPTs can't do that. Once they start generating the response, they will do that even if that results in a mistake. And this is a problem because, you know, for example, in path and maze finding, AI must be able to find the right path despite the existence of dead ends along the way. The standard algorithm to perform this is called A Star. So again, this has been around for a while. This is kind of like, it is known, right? We knew about this one. And then Reuters has reported that OpenAI is developing a secretive algorithm called the Q Star. So this was a leak out of OpenAI that seemed to have been confirmed by Sam Altman, because when reporters directly asked him, hey, what is this Q star thing? He said, well, you know, he can't say anything about it, but he said it's an unfortunate leak. So that's kind of an important thing. So no one's denying the existence of this. We don't know exactly what it is. As this paper says, while it's not clear what QStar is, you know, the one thing that we're fairly certain of is it exists. There's something that is called QStar that is new. No one has heard of it before. It's like a new breakthrough. And that Reuters reported several OpenAI staff members right around that time, November, when Sam Altman was let go, they wrote a letter warning about the potential power of QStar. It appears that QStar may now or in the future be a part of an even clearer and more striking example of AGI. And again, that, you know, as an AGI, it should be outside of OpenAI's license with Microsoft. So there's been a number of sort of theories on what QStar might have been. We've covered a few of them on this channel, but QStar is, you know, this idea of a star plus one other thing. This other thing notably is not mentioned here, but it's referenced throughout this document. So it's interesting that they chose to point to this, saying like, hey, this is probably the thing that it does, but didn't actually spell out what they thought it was. And here they continue saying that when the board of OpenAI determines whether or not OpenAI has attained AGI, well, a series of shocking developments described below, but basically what happened was the board was forced to resign, and their replacements were handpicked by Mr. Altman and Microsoft. And so Mr. Brockman, at the time of Sam Altman's firing, so he was removed from the board, but still retained his role at OpenAI. So at that time, the board consisted of Helen Toner, Adam D'Angelo, Tasha McCauley, Dr. Sutskever, so that's Ilya, Mr. Brockman, and Mr. Altman. And here they mention Ms. Toner, so Helen Toner, who we believe was kind of like the main leader of the coup or the firing, whatever you want to call that. And here they list the various organizations that she belonged to, GovAI, and various nonprofits that specialize in public policy making. And Adam D'Angelo, he's a tech CEO and entrepreneur. I believe he is behind Quora. So he's the co-founder and CEO of Quora. And so the complaint claims that the board basically dismissed the academics and public policy experts who would ensure that, you know, AGI would be for humanity. And here they're saying, so they keep using this phrase on information and belief, and they've used this many, many times. And but here they're saying Mr. Altman's firing was due in part to OpenAI's breakthrough in realizing AGI. In fact, news reports suggest that there was a rift among OpenAI board members and executives regarding safety concerns and the potential threat posed by OpenAI's next generation QStar. So I would love to know more about this, if they have some information that's not in these documents about QStar, about the actual cause of OpenAI's the coup, the firing. Like, is there proof that it was related to AGI, the breakthrough? I mean, that's what the big question was, but I wonder if there's any more definitive information that's not presented to us, that's not public. But this is why I'm saying this is like act one, and that Elon Musk, the reason that he's doing it is because he wants you to watch this, because he's making all these claims and he's demanding a trial, you know, jury trial. Probably, I'm guessing, because he wants a lot of this information to come out. He wants to get all these people on record in a courtroom, you know, under oath, saying their answers to all these questions. What's QStar? Are they close to AGI? What happened in the firing? He's trying to bring all of the stuff that's hidden to the surface. And so all these allegations that he's making, maybe he doesn't have proof for all of them, but he wants to get this out in the courtroom and out in the open. So basically they're saying, in essence, they kind of took over the board for their own purposes, and that OpenAI's attainment of AGI, like tomorrow and Annie, will always be a day away. Ensuring that Microsoft will be licensed to OpenAI's latest technology and the public will be shut out. Precisely the opposite of the founding agreement. This has massive implications for Silicon Valley and a paradigm shift for technology startups. So he's saying a nonprofit startup that has collected tens of millions of dollars in contributions can flip around, become a closed for-profit partner of the world's largest corporation. If this business model was valid, it would radically redefine how venture capitalism is practiced. This would allow smart investors to basically use nonprofits, pre-tax donations, develop something using that nonprofit structure, and then enrich themselves with profit-maximizing corporate partners. This is not how the law works in California or anywhere else in this country. For every dollar that an investor puts into a nonprofit, the investor gets approximately 50 cents back from state and federal governments in the form of reduced taxes. So the net cost of each $1 is only 50 cents. However, with OpenAI's new business model, they get the same for-profit upside. And he compares it to playing a game of basketball where the other team's baskets are worth twice as many points. And this is like an interesting point. I mean, assuming that everything is correct as he's saying it, like if you're able to fund whatever business endeavors you want with pre-tax dollars, you know, get a reduction of taxes. I mean, if you're like a high net worth individuals, yeah, it's like, you know, if you're in California between state and federal taxes, it could be, you know, half of your income or close to it or something like that that gets taxed. So if this sort of structure is legal, then yeah, we're going to see a lot of, you know, smart investors, as Elon puts it, that completely abuse this and then later figure out how to like get out of those agreements and make tons of money. I mean, basically their capital investments would be twice as effective as anyone else's, as people playing by the rules. Again, that's if, you know, I have no idea if what they're outlining here is from a legal perspective correct or not. I'm just saying if it is, then this rings true. But I don't know what the legal sort of standing behind this is. Seeking to remain competitive in Silicon Valley would essentially be required to follow this OpenAI playbook. This would become the standard operating procedure. He mentions that OpenAI's for-profit arm was recently valued at $80 billion. We still don't know what the board's review process revealed. And Mr. Altman is reportedly in discussions with Middle Eastern investors to raise up to $7 trillion in an effort to develop a global network of AI chip fabrication plants. Now, Sam since then said that's not the sort of capital investment that he's looking for. He's saying like that's how much the world would have to, and various governments and companies would have to pay out to build the infrastructure required for something like this. So maybe this $7 trillion number is not accurate, but certainly it looks like they are looking to manufacture either their own chips or have closer connections to chip manufacturers. And they mentioned that it's especially troubling when, you know, we have advisors from United Arab Emirates, the ties to China. And moreover, Mr. Altman has been quoted discussing the possibility of making the United Arab Emirates a regulatory sandbox where AI technologies are tested, which we played that clip on this channel. And they continue that OpenAI's conflict of interest is important to shed light on. So OpenAI was thinking about buying 51 million worth of chips from a startup in which Mr. Altman was heavily invested. So this is probably referring to RAIN Neuromorphics. Sam Altman talked about this. He was saying how the media kind of really distorted by saying that Sam Altman was out on his own doing side projects instead of committing to OpenAI, whereas this was in fact a mission that was kind of approved by the board to try to get more chips. And these chips could be potentially very useful for training and running neural nets. They were neuromorphic chips, so they were more similar to like a human brain versus something like a GPU. We covered it in detail in other videos, but the point is OpenAI was buying something that Altman was invested in. Doesn't mean that it was bad or fraud or anything like that, but yeah, I mean, conflict of interest is the right word for that. And that part concludes with, imagine donating to a nonprofit whose asserted mission is to protect the Amazon rainforest. But then that nonprofit creates a for-profit Amazonian logging company that uses the fruits of the donations to clear the rainforest. That is the story of OpenAI. And then they go into kind of like the specific laws that were broken. But here are the interesting parts here. You know, he's talking about unfair competition, soliciting donations under false pretense. I'm not a lawyer, but this seems to me like they might have pretty good grounds for this. I mean, how is it that donations turn into a for-profit thing? I'd be curious to get a lawyer's perspective on this. I mean, how they outline it here, this seems, I don't know, seems legit, right? To me, at least, I don't know. But, and here's what they're asking. What jumps out at me is this C. For a judicial determination that QStar and other OpenAI next generation large language models constitute our AGI, artificial general intelligence. This means, which is absolutely bonkers, right? I mean, he's saying He wants the judge, the jury, the legal system, the San Francisco, whatever it was, Superior Court, to determine if, you know, Q-Star and whatever else OpenAI is working on, is that AGI? Now, think about that. He's going to take this to court to try to get the court to look at what Q-Star is, to look at what other next generation language models are in development at OpenAI, unpack it, look at it, and determine whether or not that is AGI, which also means setting a precedent by, you know, the court system, like a definition of what AGI is. What benchmark do we use for that? What is the definition of that? And again, like under the US court system, this will have an effect on all the future, you know, determination for what that means for all the future lawsuits. This will shape the laws around AI and AGI moving forward. And the people that are duking it out is Elon Musk, one of the wealthiest people in the world. He was, I think, number one for a while. I mean, I don't know where he is now, but I mean, he's not poor. Sam Altman, OpenAI, probably backed by Microsoft to an extent, right? Certainly, Microsoft is very invested in this. And this is why I say this is, you know, part one of a multi-act play. We're going to be seeing this play out for a long time. And the stuff that's going to surface is going to be insane. I doubt that Q-Star is nothing. I doubt that the next generation large language models, if you have a glimpse into what OpenAI is working on, like, I doubt that it's going to be nothing. Looking into what happened during that board coup, what freaked them out, what did Ilya see? We might see all of that. We can have it all uncovered in that court process, potentially. And then for kind of all the exhibits, the proof of what's happening, so they have emails between Elon and Sam Altman dating back to 2015. So I think this is Sam saying, talking to Elon, saying, will you be involved somehow in addition to just governance? I think that would be really helpful for getting work pointed in the right direction, getting the best people to be a part of it. Ideally, you'd come by and talk to them about progress once a month or whatever. We generally call people involved in some limited way in Y Combinator part-time partners. We do that with Peter Thiel, for example, even though at this point he's very involved, but we could call it whatever you want. So yeah, this is probably Sam Altman asking Elon Musk to be involved. Then exhibit three, they have the original sort of web, the OpenAI website. And so here they mention kind of like who is involved. They're saying that Sam, Greg, Elon, Reid Hoffman, Jessica Livingston, Peter Thiel, AWS, and Y Combinator Research, Infosys, are all donating to support OpenAI. They all have committed $1 billion. So in summary, there's a lot of big things that are brewing here. I think as this evolves, we're going to have like a front row seat to a lot of the stuff that is right now happening behind the scenes. Q-Star, what happened with the board coup? What did Ilya see? Does OpenAI have AGI? And I don't think this is going away, because the whole thing about the unfair business practices, Elon was able to hook that into this whole thing. And since the original founding documents talk about AGI and how that's a big part of their kind of governance structure, then of course, determining AGI and if Q-Star or, you know, let's say GPT-5 or whatever it's called, if that is indeed considered AGI, that's going to play into it. So if this goes to trial, if this has a jury trial, I feel like a lot of that has to be presented. So stay tuned. Things are about to go off the rails, I think. My name is Wes Roth, and thank you for watching.